It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of Psalms, we are teaching a series on the book of Psalms, chapter by chapter and verse by verse. The book of Psalms, written approximately from the time of Moses, 1500 BC, through the Babylonian captivity and beyond to approximately 450 BC. The book of Psalms has numerous authors, David being the author of most of the Psalms, over 70 Psalms written by the sweet psalmist of Israel, the beloved shepherd boy David. Solomon wrote also some Psalms along with Moses, the sons of Korah, Asaph, and others. The book of Psalms has approximately 50 Psalms that are not mentioned with an author, written anonymously, yet still written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The book of Psalms is the hymn book of the Bible. The word Psalms means hymns. It means song. These are historical writings. These are writings of praise, judgment, deliverance, promises, hope, comfort, and all written as songs in order to celebrate the Lord and to bring it to remembrance that these psalms be passed down from generation to generation. The book of Psalms is also a devotional book. And it's often said that individuals who are students of the Bible use the Psalms as a devotional book and use the Proverbs as practical application. For example, if it is the 15th day of the month, then individuals will read the 15th Psalm and the 15th chapter of Proverbs as part of their daily devotional and daily personal instruction. The book of Psalms is quoted numerously throughout the Old Testament. Over 150 quotes and allusions are given throughout the New Testament referencing the book of Psalms. Jesus Christ quoted often from the book of Psalms, as well as other books of the Bible, Isaiah, Exodus, Deuteronomy, and others. Jesus Christ wrote in Luke chapter 24, verse 44, an outline on the importance of the Psalms, stating, And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Here Jesus Christ in Luke 24:44 speaks of himself in the law of Moses, which is the first five books of the Bible called the Pentateuch. And in the prophets, which are the major and minor prophets in the Old Testament, and in the Psalms, all about the Lord Jesus Christ. This, once again, is our hymn book, H-Y-M-N, in the Bible, but it's also a hymn book, H-I-M, all about Him, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. This Bible is a book not only of history, it's a book of his story. As we study the book of Psalms, as we study the scriptures, it is crucial that we find Jesus in the Word as we study the Word, and that Jesus Christ locates us through the Word of our study, that we may walk with Him and talk with Him in a close relationship along life's narrow way. The book of Psalms is divided in five sections, similar to the five books of Moses, similar to the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The Genesis book of Psalms is Psalms 1 through 41, and it concerns man. The Exodus book of the book of Psalms is Psalms 42 through 72, and this concerns the nation of Israel. The Leviticus book of Psalms is Psalms 73 through 89, and this concerns the sanctuary. The Numbers book of Psalms is Psalm 90 through Psalm 106, and this concerns Israel and the Gentiles and has the earth in view. The Deuteronomy book of Psalms is Psalm 107 through Psalm 150, and this concerns God and His Word. The book of Psalms is our devotional book. The book of Psalms is a celebration of the deliverance, the praise, worship, and history of the nation of Israel and how it applies to our life today. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms. Psalm 1. Psalm 1 speaks to two different individuals with two different paths, with two different destinies. Psalm 1, verse number 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Here in verse 1, we see a beatitude similar to the Sermon on the Mount. As the author says, blessed is the man. This word blessed is more than the word happy. This word blessed is happy in the Lord, walking in the joy of the Lord, not just based on happiness or happenstance, based on your circumstance being well and being happy as a result, but being happy based on unconditional joy in the Lord, not based on circumstances. And this blessed happiness is spoken and illustrated in the first verse as a person that is shunning bad counsel around them. Verse 1 speaks of walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. This speaks to an individual not listening to those opinions of individuals without a sense of right and wrong. Individuals that do not follow the law, the Word of God, and have no sense of right and wrong. We are not to listen to that kind of counsel. We are not to listen to the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly has no sense of right and wrong because the ungodly does not take hold of the law of the Word of God. Therefore, their counsel to you will be without the Lord. It will be without a sense of right and wrong. It will be their opinion, absent from the counsel of the Lord and His Word. Verse 1 speaks of, nor standeth in the way of sinners. This speaks of individuals not living their life or patterning their life after those without a sense of right and wrong, without a sense of God's Word. Verse 1 further states, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. This speaks to individuals not having relationships with those that mock, laugh, deride, scorn those who want to live by the law, who want to have a sense of right and wrong. So here we see the progression and demise of an individual as he walketh, as he now standeth, as he now sitteth, with individuals and individual counsel that does not have a sense of right and wrong, that is contrary to the word of the Lord. This individual has a progression and a demise where he first listened to those without a sense of right and wrong. Then he began to live like those without a sense of right and wrong. Then he began to mock those who did have a sense of right and wrong. Proverbs gives us some examples of how to avoid this kind of counsel and this kind of influence. Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 24 and 25 states, "Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul." Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20 states, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." We have the option of surrounding ourselves with individuals that are successful, or surrounding ourselves with the riffraff of individuals that will lead us astray and away from the peace and safety of the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." So here the contrast of two individuals thus far in verse 1, individual who desires to surround himself with those that are harmful for him and harmful to his destiny, in contrast to verse 2, an individual that desires to surround himself with the word of God, a sense of right and wrong, the law of the Lord. Verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Individual finds joy and comfort and fulfillment and nourishment from the word of God. Scripture states, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Individuals that meditate on the word of God are like cows that chew cud. They chew and swallow, goes down to several stomachs, comes up again. He receives more nourishment from a second, third, and fourth chewing. This is how it is when we study the word of God and meditate throughout the day. God will give us increased nourishment. He will give us rhema knowledge. He'll give us a word from that word that's different throughout the day, filling us and having our cup runneth over, the spiritual man enjoying the word of the Lord. Scripture teaches in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, "As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that they may grow thereby." Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Success will not come apart from the word of God. Individuals may have an appearance of success without the word of God, without God in their life. But scripture teaches you can gain the whole world and lose your own soul. Verse number 3-4. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away." Here we see another contrast of the two men in verses 3 through 4. An individual that is meditating and studying and delighting in the word of the Lord is likened unto a tree rooted and grounded, receiving nourishment from the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit and being prosperous. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses 5 through 8, give us the same picture. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when the heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding. Here in Jeremiah, a contrast of individuals that trust in themselves and will wither away versus individuals that trust in the Lord and will be prosperous and successful in the Lord. Verse 4 of Psalm 1 speaks of the ungodly like chaff. This is a picture of individuals who are winnowing wheat, for they have wheat that they cast up into the air, and the seed that is eaten falls down, and the chaff, the part that is not eaten, blows away into another pile further down by the wind. Individuals who are apart from the Lord, who trust in themselves and not trust in the Lord, not in His word, and not have a sense of right and wrong, will be like the chaff that's blown away. Verses 5 through 6. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Here in verse number 5, we have the final end of the ungodly, not able to enter into the kingdom. Despite all of their works, despite all of their efforts, because they did not trust in the Lord, yet trusted in themselves, their very end was an end of destruction and judgment. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus Christ gives a contrast also to two different paths. Verse 13, Matthew 7, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Verse 13 speaks of Broadway, speaks of easy street. It speaks of wine, woman, and song. It speaks of having a good time and satisfying the lusts and the dictates of the flesh. And many will enter and many will fall. In contrast to the choice of verse 14, the narrow way, the way of life, the way of the joy of the Lord through Jesus Christ. Jesus further clarified these two paths in John chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Verse 18 states, "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." God loves us and gave individuals an opportunity to receive everlasting life through Jesus Christ, versus individuals who desire not to receive the gift of salvation, not to trust that Christ died for our sins and rose from the dead, and continue to trust in themselves. These individuals will not make it into the kingdom of God. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8 further gives us instruction on two different paths, two different choices. Verse 7 states, "Be not deceived. Don't be fooled. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Here, the laws of sowing and reaping are real, and Paul warns the Galatian church not to be fooled or deceived. Nobody gets away with a double life. God is not mocked. No one can shake their fist at God and say, "I made it into heaven and I still live the way I want to live. I still had sex outside of marriage. I stole from others, took advantage of others. Nobody found out, and I still made it into the kingdom." Not so. God is not mocked. "For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Verse number 6 of Psalms teaches that the Lord knoweth those that belong to him and have a special plan waiting for them. Daniel chapter 12, verses 2 through 3 states, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." Here we see that there is a reward for those who will enter into the kingdom of God. They will be stars in God's eyesight. And how is it today that individuals look to movie stars, celebrities in this world, and salivate and bend over backwards to see them, to hear them, to get their autograph? They are stars in this world, but are they stars in the world to come? We may not be stars in this world, but we are stars in the kingdom to come. Scripture states, "As unknown, yet well known." We may not be on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We may not be in the sports halls of fame, but our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19 states, "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." Those of us that profess to be Christians, those of us that have everlasting life, it is now incumbent upon us to take the path of righteousness, to depart from iniquity, to show that there is a distinction and a change that's happened in our life. Psalm 1 teaches that. Two different men, two different paths, two different destinies. This is the teaching on the book of Psalms, Psalm 1. And on today, If you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His loving kindness, I invite you to pray with me this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Won't you pray with me today? Oh God, I am a sinner. I have strayed away from your loving kindness. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.